Are you ready? Signing class. We are 15 days away now from National Signing Day, one that, as we talked about yesterday, could be of historic proportions, epic for the Ole Miss football program, a signing day that could top the renowned 2013 class. And I'm going to tell you what, the drama on National Signing Day this year, Dave, is going to be thick. You're going to wake up on the morning of National Signing Day not knowing where some of your top targets are going to school. That's not always the case. Generally speaking, day or two before, even if you've got guys announcing on National Signing Day, you kind of got a pretty good idea of where they're leaning, where they're going to end up, whether or not your school is going to get them. That is not going to be the case this year. I'm telling you, you look at Jeffrey Simmons, you look at Mike Juarez, you look at Rashawn Gary, you can add three or four more in there. You're going to wake up on National Signing Day not knowing what they're going to do that day. You may feel like you have a pretty good idea, but you're really not going to know. I go back to that 2013 class, Dave, and I'm going to tell you, we were working our tails off and we went to bed the night before National Signing Day. It was a consensus that Chris Jones, the number two player in the country behind Robert Kendiche, was going to be an Ole Miss Rebel. You woke up the next day and you started to hear things about 5 a.m. the morning of National Signing Day, and then with every passing hour, and then it became obvious that sometime over the nighttime hours had derailed that, and Jones was in fact going to go to Mississippi State, in which he did. There's going to be a lot of that kind of drama this year on National Signing Day, and man, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it as well, David. And like you said, the atmosphere is already, you know, building up, and you're looking at it having that type of drama. And like you said, fans are going to wake up on the morning of National Signing Day not knowing where, you know, some of these top remaining targets are going to be at, because majority of the top remaining targets, there are going to be National Signing Day announcements. And it is just around the corner, almost two weeks away. And, you know, you're going to hear those names like Mike Juarez, Deontay Anderson, Rashawn Gary, Shaim Carter, just, you know, naming a few out there that, you know, these could possibly be even ESP announcements where fans are going to be, you know, glued to the TV and see which hat they pick up to announce their decision.
Going to be a whole lot of fun closing this class down. You know what? One, I guess, bridge has been crossed. All of the mid-year signees and mid-year enrollees are expected on campus no later than Thursday morning. Most of them will be in town by Wednesday. As orientation is set for Thursday for the 8 mid-year guys, all 8 Ole Miss was able to hang on to. That is an accomplishment in itself. I think it's also a forecast for signing day. I don't expect Ole Miss to see too much unraveling in this class between now and National Signing Day. Yeah, there's a guy, or maybe more than one guy, but probably just one guy that you're kind of worried about perhaps decommitting between now and National Signing Day and going elsewhere. And that's Devon Penamon, the running back, who visited A&M this past weekend, will visit Alabama this coming weekend, but will visit Ole Miss on the final weekend before signing day. So, you know, if anything gets loose in terms of his commitment between now and then, Ole Miss has the final weekend in January to tighten that back up. I do know, and I've reported this on the Rebel Rise the last couple of days, Ole Miss will not pursue another running back in this class if Devon Penamon were to leave. The reason on that is very simple. They like what they have right now, and they are in on their guy in this 2017 class at the running back position. And I don't have to say his name, so I won't. You guys know who that is. It is an in-state product. They feel very, very good about him. So running back situation, when you're looking at a class, you're not just looking at that one year. You're looking ahead and seeing, you know, okay, what are we going to get next, the next class? What did we get last class? And how all the pieces of the puzzles fit together. But they won't pursue another running back in this 2016 class if Devon Penamon were to leave. And, you know, there's just a lot of speculation on that right now, nothing concrete. Last time I talked to Devon, he said, hey, I'm going to check some things out. I'm solid to Ole Miss. So we expect it to most likely stay that way. Now you go, okay, well, if Devon Penamon leaves, will it affect any of the other Texas commits or any of the other Texas targets that Ole Miss is pursuing? I can tell you the answer to that is no, it will not. So that's kind of a situation in its own room right there, and we'll just have to see how it plays out. Again, Penamon going to visit Alabama this coming weekend. Just got back from Texas A&M, but is supposed to finish his official visit tour up at Ole Miss on the final weekend of January. So some shuffling going on in the 247 Sports composite team recruiting rankings. You can check it every day, and things move around a lot. Ole Miss back up to number 5. As far as its class and where it's rated right now in the nation. Top 5, number 1 is Ohio State, followed by LSU, Michigan, Florida State, and then Ole Miss. So right now, Ole Miss with the number 2 rated class inside the SEC. Can the Rebels get to number 1? Yes. If everything breaks their way, I think Ole Miss will finish with the nation's top rated class. Now, everything means Rashawn Gary. Everything means Mike Juarez. Everything means adding another highly regarded 4-star wide receiver. That's what everything means, that these 7 spots or so that are yet to be filled need to be filled with highly rated guys. If that all happens, Ole Miss is going to shoot to the number 1 class in the country. Is it going to happen? Probably not. Just playing the odds, probably not. I mean, obviously, you're in a dogfight with Michigan for Rashawn Gary. And that's what I still feel about Rashawn Gary. There have been some reports that USC has now gotten into the mix. You were expecting to hear that. There's always a bump after a kid takes an official visit to a school. But the people who know are still telling me, hey, it's Ole Miss or Michigan. And that's going to be a tough battle right there because, listen, Michigan with Jim Harbaugh, great recruiter. He is much like Hugh Freeze in that he is very charismatic. He thinks outside of the box when it comes to recruiting. Last week he's spending the night at a kicking recruit's house, at a kicker's house. Come on. I mean, but those kind of things stand out in the minds of recruits. So Ole Miss, Michigan, Rashawn Gary, that's a world-class battle right there, and we'll see how it goes. Now with Mike Juarez, you know, you got the hometown school lurking there. UCLA, and then I think it's Ole Miss, and then I really don't think it's anybody else right now unless Alabama can crawl into it this coming weekend, and you never count out Alabama. They have something nobody else does, and that's all those national championship trophies, including the one from this past season over there. So only a foolish person would say Alabama doesn't have a shot with Mike Juarez. Even though I understand his parents are not coming on the visit with him, they didn't come to Ole Miss either. And that hasn't kept everyone from thinking Ole Miss is in it. Now, home is Los Angeles area, and that's where UCLA is. Obviously, they're going to have a lot of opportunity to spend some time with Mike down these stretch 2 weeks coming up. And we'll just have to see. We have to wait and see. I mean, will he upset the apple cart and turn down hometown UCLA and come to Mississippi and play his college football? Maybe he will. But, again, that's just something we're waiting on. But Dave, nevertheless, I mean, this is setting up like going into the movie theater getting ready to watch The Godfather. I mean, this is going to be Academy Award-winning drama from now until National Signing Day. There's no other way to describe it. And bits and pieces of the plot of the movie, so to speak, are playing out every hour, on the hour, every single day, all the way up to signing day, Dave.
You're right. And, you know, just stepping back and looking what Ole Miss has accomplished on the recruiting trail, you know, yes, they're in it on the nation's number one overall prospect, Rashawn Gary, that also inclines the number one defensive tackle in the country. You already have committed the number one quarterback in the country in Shea Patterson. The number one offensive tackle in the country is also committed. That's Greg Little. And then you're also in the playing cards in the mix for, you know, one of the top rated linebackers in the country and Mike Juarez, and then also looking at, you know, in the secondary, you know, one of the top safeties in the country, Deontay Anderson. So, you know, all eyes will be glued on that. And, you know, one thing that I was stepping back and looking at, you know, this morning, you know, yes, Ole Miss is going to, you know, fill some needs in there in offense. There's a few needs remaining in there in offense. Yes, they would like to land another offensive tackle, but they've already got five very good offensive linemen already committed. Most of your remaining targets, David, if you step back and look at it, are on the defensive side, and they're, you know, targeting those areas of needs, the secondary, the linebackers. Those are the areas that you know, are the should be the major focus. But, you know, a lot of depth that was lost in after the 2015 season in those areas.
Well, look here's a stat for you right here, and it's really an amazing stat. Out of the 20 Ole Miss commits, every one of them rank in the top 60 nationally at their respective positions. As my co-host entered the room, you may can hear that. Tori Kate is with me this month, and she is doing a great job, and she knows more about recruiting than I do. So if she pines in, I apologize, but it should be some pretty good stuff. But getting back to that, let's go down the commit list. Greg Little, as you mentioned, the number one offensive tackle prospect in the country. Shea Patterson, number one quarterback. Benito Jones, the number seven D tackle. DK Metcalf, the number 16 wide receiver. Octavius Cooley, the number five tight end. Jalen Jones, the number 18 corner. Bryce Matthews, the number 24 offensive tackle. So that's two top 25 offensive tackles that you've got right there. All right, let's keep going. Justin Connor, the number 9 running back in the country. Charles Wiley, the number 18 defensive end. Gabe Angel, the number 12 tight end. David Ruafata-Saga, the number 2 JUCO linebacker. Devon Tenemon, the number 10 running back. Chandler Tuitt, the number 21 guard. Eli Johnson, the number 4 center. Greg Eisworth, the number 34 safety. Dante Evans, the number 22 linebacker. Miles Hartfield, the number 1 prep school safety. Jack DeFore, the number 59 offensive tackle. Jerrion Street, the number 48 running back. And Tarikus Tisdale, the number 53 defensive end. That's your class. Now, it's deep. That is my point. The difference in the 2013 class and the 2016 class is depth. And that's the thing that you have to pay attention to. I mean, that is it in a nutshell. This class is deep. It is good from top to bottom. And that, to me, that is the difference. That is the thing that sticks out from that historic 2013 class that was somewhat top-heavy to this 2016 class that is weighted really well from top to bottom.
You know, and I wanted to add one thing in there of just understanding the depth of this class, David. You go back and look at that 2013 class. I'll throw a random prospect out there. Evan Engram. We all know how talented Evan Engram turned out as a tight end. He was rated a .84 prospect in the recruiting rankings, a 3-star prospect. Then you go over and look at Terrius Tisdale, and he is the lowest rated prospect in this 2016 class. He's rated a .85 3-star prospect. That just shows how deep it is right there, too.
Absolutely, and that's something to just watch, because it's only going to get. Listen, Ole Miss is not about to bring in anything less than a very high three-star recruit in these last several spots. So this class is only going to get deeper. It's only going to get, thicker, so to speak. I mean, I think you're in for an incredible finish by this class, by this coaching staff down the stretch. I don't think there's any doubt about that whatsoever. Position of needs, the most critical area to me is linebacker. I think linebacker in that defensive secondary, that's the area that they have to concentrate on. And as you mentioned, Dave, that's where the focus is mostly down the stretch, is on the defensive side of the football.
Right, and I will agree with you right there. There is that major need there at linebacker. Of course, you know that Mique Juarez could definitely fill in those needs. And Ole Miss has also got some highly talented linebackers already committed into this class already, as mentioned before: Tisdale, Dante Evans, and then. David Lufitasaga out of the Arizona area. So did I miss one in there? I don't think I did, but they're already getting those linebacker commits. They obviously want some more and as you mentioned, David, the secondary, you know, the safeties, two seniors that you can remember from last season that really showed leadership, Elston and Hilton, they're both gone now. So, you know, they definitely need to refuel that secondary as well.
Yeah, and we've mentioned a little bit about the fact that don't be surprised. You shouldn't be surprised if they bring in two linebackers out of these spots that are left and add two more linebackers to this class. Obviously, Mique Juarez is certainly a target, but also keep an eye on a couple of guys. Jaquan Uli, who recently decommitted from Alabama, as well as Keith Sims, another guy who's floating around out there. I think both of those guys are targets right now. Ole Miss coaching staff understand going in to see Uli later on this week. So that's a spot I think everybody should keep their eyes on. And if children annoy you, I apologize in advance, because I know you can hear my co-host, Tori Kate, here in the background. And I guess that's not an advance apology. That's an after-the-fact apology right there. But anyway, she's with me most of the day. And I tell you what, by the time she's five, she's gonna know everything there is about college football recruiting. So I'm proud to have her here. I apologize if her yelps in between eating graham crackers this morning is bleeding through to the broadcast. But family first, not only with Ole Miss football, but with Rebels 247, it's family first for us. And we hope you appreciate that. Well, Dave, we're going to cut it a little bit short this morning. That's pretty much everything. All the breaking news and updates will be under the Rebel Rise today on the message board. So we encourage you to check often as news is breaking every hour on the hour just about. So for Dave Bevan, I'm David Johnson. As always, thank you for giving us a part of your day, and hotty toddy.